The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and joining me this morning, Dr. Herb Slavin, and we have a whole array of really significant health-supporting information to share with you. But in addition to that, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, it's going to help you save a lot. You'll take care of your health, and you're saving money. You'll save money. You won't find prices like you will find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers on the Internet. You won't find savings like you find here when you're visiting special sales at different stores. So maybe you've seen buy one, get one. Maybe you've seen 10% off. Maybe you've seen 20% off, maybe even 25% off. Well, come on in and check our prices, because even if somebody's offering you 25% off retail, you are still going to save money in the range of maybe $4 and $5 per product. Amazing. Let's say you're taking five products in a month. That's $25 savings. That's a nice little chunk of change. Okay, so one of the things that we're going to talk about is pain. Dr. Slavin, do you see a lot of people in your practice who come to you because they're in pain, they have aches, their mobility is affected?
We see a fair amount. Now, a lot of people self-medicate when it comes to pain because there are a lot of products available over-the-counter, you know, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. So a lot of people do that on their own without realizing the potential harm those types of products can do. For short-term use, not an issue, but long-term use, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories have been associated with increased risk of heart attacks, for example.
I think that's so important for people to understand, because they think because it's over the counter that it's safe, that they can use it at will.
Right. Not, and also gastrointestinal problems, bleeding, and can even damage your kidneys.
Wow.
Professional athletes have needed renal transplant because of overuse of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
Okay, so going back many, many years ago, prominent baseball players being given Voltaren and combining that pain reliever with alcohol, and a lot of people take all of those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and then they have a glass of wine or two with dinner, or they have a cocktail, and they have no idea the potential damage to their kidneys.
And the other category that's available over the counter is Tylenol, acetaminophen. That one, for sure, taken with alcohol, can destroy your liver, requiring liver transplant. So these drugs, though available over the counter, have potentially very serious side effects. Now, I'm looking at the products you have displayed on the desk, and I'm thinking, we're not going to talk, but which came first? You know, all the drug company products or all these natural products? And my thinking is all these natural products were around way before the drug companies stepped in and tried to, control your symptoms.
Control disease, because they have nothing to do with health. The products that are here on my desk at Save-A-Lot, those are health-supporting, not necessarily having to do with disease. They will help an individual fight disease, but they have to do with supporting health and supporting expected, natural, highly efficient function of all different systems of your body. Okay, so one of the things just before we made the transition into these products here on my desk that I was thinking, you know, with those Tylenol, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, with pain-relieving substances that you're going to find very easily over-the-counter pretty much anywhere you shop, those have very specific dosing instructions, and people have a tendency, I believe, I took two, and it really didn't work, so I'm going to take two more. And when you see in a 24-hour period the number of these pain-relieving, over-the-counter drugs, they're overdosing, and that higher dose translates to more danger of damage.
Now, we didn't mention the other category of pain reliever, and that's the opiates. Been getting a lot of attention in the media, but it clearly plays a role for people. I don't think people should be allowed to suffer in pain, but they should explore all the different options available to them to relieve their pain.
Well, pain is a really important part of our discussion today because I have a lot of experience with these Terry Natural Curamin Extra Strength, the Nighttime Curamin, the Curamed. The feedback that I get is excellent, excellent, excellent. I agree that people shouldn't be allowed to suffer in pain. And that was one area where the medical community seemed to have outstanding results, that they would be able to ease pain and keep a patient comfortable. What happened?
Nothing really happened. I think, pain is something that nobody wants to have to live with on a day-to-day basis. And there are, good medications, but with most medications, there's a good side to it and a bad side to it. And so what happened with the opiates, they started becoming overprescribed. But as a patient said to me the other day, it's not an issue if you can get your medication to control pain. It's when you can't get it, and that's what happened. This opiate crisis that we're seeing, in part, not entirely, was brought about by the government coming down on physicians to help them reduce their prescribing of these pain medicines. And I've seen this firsthand with patients telling me they were seeing a doctor and they kept cutting back on the dose and dose and dose. So they're putting them back into pain. Meanwhile, the patients had no problem prior, but they cut the dosage back down. I'm not sure if it was done because they wanted to incentivize a different, more expensive treatment for it, some invasive thing, injections or surgery even. But a lot of people, when they were cut back, then had to resort to buying drugs on the street, and that's where you're seeing this epidemic of overdoses because it's the uncontrolled street product. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know what the right dose is. It could vary from dose to dose because nothing is standardized on the street. And I think that's a big contributing factor. Another part that was reported is we don't really know how many of these people that are overdosing and dying were really suicides. A lot of people kill themselves because they can't live in this constant pain. So I am not sure what's behind this big push because, as we've said before, more people die from sugar overload, alcohol, tobacco, far more people dying So it's hard to say what's behind all this.
Well, I read a statistic that there were more people dying of opiate overdoses than had died in automobile accidents. And so you wonder about who's putting these statistics together. And that, yes, there's opiate relationship there, but how many of these overdoses are very specifically street related? What? So the drug companies are leading the people to a need for these drugs, because from my reading, I see that it's a very short time before you become physically dependent on that substance. But when people are buying the opiates on the street, it's cut with fentanyl, it's cut with animal tranquilizers, and so it is not necessarily 100% accurate to say they're dying of opiate overdoses. They're dying of street drug overdoses that may have some opiates in them.
Well, not only that, when you hear all these reports, they don't make a distinction as to whether the doctor prescribed it and they died under a doctor's care or they went on the street. And my feeling is these overdoses are from the street drugs.
But we haven't seen necessarily that the pharmaceutical companies manufacturing the straight opiate drugs have cut back on their manufacture. Is there a lessening of the number of prescriptions? Are the doctors who are writing the opiate prescriptions keeping track of their patients and monitoring their response? Are they giving them a variety of options, other health supporting things that possibly people can do to a certain extent relieve some of the pain?
Every drug, every narcotic that's prescribed in Florida is listed on a secure database associated with each patient. So you know exactly, you know, what's going on with that patient. So this way, patients cannot doctor shop. They can, you know, and I have patients, you know, for 25 years or more on, you know, taking these types of medications, taking them appropriately, and it really has improved the quality of their life. So all this hype and trying to discourage or make people afraid of opiates, you know, used properly, they're a very helpful product. Now,
so that database that you're mentioning has the potential to show if someone dies of an opiate-related overdose, whether they have been under the care of a doctor or have been shopping around on their own.
But here's something to watch out for. I remember the last time, and this is many years ago, when they really came down on the use of narcotics or opiates, was just before they released the first nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory. So they wanted to, you know, stop people from using the narcotic because, relatively speaking, it's not an expensive drug.
Right.
So they got them, you know, scared. Now the nonsteroidals, a lot of side effects, a lot of complications from using them. And now maybe this same thing is happening now. Maybe they have a new type of drug to replace the current ones. So this is the
create a crisis,
right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so we see that the government intervention here, intervention into insurances, intervention into the drug issues, very significant, and putting the medical field in disarray. And when we come back, I have one more important point to make about this whole discussion. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about what might be a manufactured crisis, the opiate overdose situation, and how it came about. One of the things you were mentioning just before the break, Dr. Slavin, was the introduction of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs so that people wouldn't necessarily have to see their doctor to relieve their pain, and that possibly because of government interaction with regard to health insurance and insurance payments for drugs, that the prescription drugs were not so likely to be paid for, so people were looking to medicate themselves. And does that kind of bring to mind to you that possibly there's a move to push past the physician? The physician no longer has control over his interaction with the patient. There's so much corporate interaction and government restriction.
Well, if you take the position of the pharmaceutical companies, their goal is to sell product. Well, what better way to sell product is to bypass the gatekeeper, the physician, and make it available. And then you know, there was a time you couldn't advertise drugs on television.
I remember that.
Now they advertise on television, and then you go right to the pharmacy and buy these drugs. Now, and how many people actually read the warning signs on the labels? Not too many. If it's available without a prescription, it must be perfectly safe.
Right.
So, but I want to go back to one last thing about the opiates. They are rationing those drugs. The pharmacies are rationing those drugs. Patients cannot get the full amount that they need to control their pain.
And who is making that restriction? Is it the pharmaceutical company, because their goal wants to sell drugs?
It's hard to say. The pharmacies say the DEA is, you know, they put arbitrary limits on the amount of a particular drug a patient can get. So what happens? Then you got to prescribe a second drug, and so that doesn't help the problem. And you said about a manufactured crisis. It may be intentional. It may not be unintentional. But the fact is,
it's happening.
So if someone is in pain and they can't get all the medication they need to control their pain, they might drink alcohol to help with the pain. They might look for drugs on the street. And here's the other issue, the medical marijuana, which can be very helpful, but it's also not competitive in price to what you can buy on the street when it comes to marijuana.
Oh, okay.
So even though, you know, they made it legal, you know, they kept it expensive.
They made it legal, but they did make it very difficult to be able to access it, even for people. I'm thinking of people with seizures and other brain chemistry disorders that are truly benefited by this medical marijuana, and it's required that they be monitored by a physician in order to find that right pathway and to be able to come off some of the drugs that they've been using for years. But what we can tell our listeners now has to do with an array of natural substances that is very effective at relieving pain. So I'm looking at Terry Naturally Curamin Extra Strength. It's safe effective. It is not addictive, and you will get pain relief. So in addition to the curcumin, which is a curcumin extract, there's D-L-phenylalanine. D-L-phenylalanine has been known for years to be a pain reliever. Then there's Boswellia and nattokinase. So the whole picture of how the formula is put together is meant for enhancing absorption, a combination of strategic synergistic effect that translates for people to relieve their pain and keep them comfortable. So I have very specific recommendations based on the individual who comes to see me about how to go about using the product. So Dr. Slavin, when you're working with somebody and you're suggesting a particular pathway to relieving their pain, do you ever tell them to take a higher dose in the beginning and then it would be lowered over about a 3-week period? Because that's one of the ways that I suggest during curcumin. Curcumin, the suggested use is 3 tablets a day, 1 tablet 3 times a day. And sometimes I'll start with 3 tablets in the morning and 3 tablets in the evening as a way to demonstrate to the individual, if they're in severe pain, that this is actually capable of relieving their pain.
Well, as a general rule, with medication, you always want to use the lowest effective dose.
Okay, and so when I do a recommendation with a patient, I'll tell them 3 and 3, and this is for people in severe pain, 3 and 3, and then possibly the next week, 2 and 2, and then 1, 1, and 1. And I've been very successful with finding the ability to help someone relieve their pain with the Terry Naturally Extra Strength Pain Relief in that dosing.
But I like to say, you know, a lot of times we talk about the importance of testing. But when it comes to products that are designed to relieve pain, you don't need to do testing because the patient can tell if it's working or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, too, when it comes to, you know, regular pain medicine, you know, narcotics, prescription pain medicines, the generics do not work as good as the brand.
Thank you so much, because I have so many individuals who have told me that their insurance company has stopped covering the brand name medication that they've used successfully for a number of years, and now that they're on this different substance, mm-hmm. they don't have the same level of activity.
And that's not just true of pain medicine. It's true of blood pressure medicine, blood sugar medicine. The generic versions do not work as good as the brand.
I hear about it with the thyroid, that Synthroid, I'm not necessarily a fan of Synthroid, but the levothyroxine, the generic version of Synthroid, for some people absolutely does not work. And it's very interesting because in the conversations that I have with people, thyroid dysfunction and joint pain seem to go hand in hand.
Well, the thyroid affects every aspect of your body, so
right.
Clearly there could be an association. So a lot of times when you switch from a brand to a generic, you've got to adjust the dosage. You can't keep the same dosage. It may not be effective. With pain, you can tell if it's working or not, but with blood sugar or blood pressure or cholesterol, you've got to do the testing to see if you're getting the appropriate response. You can't just assume I'm on the same dose with a generic. And by the way, I know there are signs in the pharmacy saying the generic is just as good as the brand. But here's what you have to know. They have to meet a certain requirement. In other words, a generic manufacturer. The requirement is that their product is equal to the brand plus or minus 20%.
Woo!
So there's a 40% swing.
Differential.
Yeah, so that's, and that could vary from batch to batch as well. So one time it could work, the next time it doesn't work. So this is, and the brands are usually going to be standardized every time. It's going to be the same.
It's interesting because also I see with people that they may get their prescription, the generic filled, the prescription. The next time they fill the prescription, the item, the tablet looks, has a different color, is a different size. And so I talk to them about having different manufacturers providing that generic. And with that manufacturing difference, have potential issue.
You can remember back to the time before generic medications became available.
I can remember back.
Okay. I don't think it's that long ago.
Right.
But here's the thing. The brand drugs were not that expensive. They're a little more expensive than the generics. But now that we have generics for everything, the pharmaceutical companies have to recoup their investment in a very short period of time. So that's why the prices have skyrocketed for the brand drug. And so I'm not sure having generics was such a smart idea.
Well, there are some people who do just fine on their generics and other people who just suffer because of the changes and the inability to get their brand name product. So with regard to relieving pain, Terry Naturally here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you can't find these prices anywhere. And so there's the extra strength Curamin for pain relief, then Curamin that has caffeine in it. Now, I have a couple of reasons why there might be a caffeine extract in this formula, and you tell me if there are any more. I'm thinking that when you're in pain, it's debilitating. It takes a lot of energy, and so you feel fatigued, and you just don't have the energy to get through your day if the pain is an issue. The other thing is it possible that the caffeine has an impact on how it is the product ingredients are circulated through your body? What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure. They do have some prescription pain medicines where they put caffeine into it as well. And it's and in that case, so I'm thinking about what it is. It's like they use acetaminophen with butalbital, which is sort of a relaxant, and then they put caffeine. Now, the caffeine in that case might be there to block the sedative effect of the butalbital.
Okay, so the sedative effect might be part of the pain-relieving aspect, but you don't want to sedate the patient too much.
Right, you don't want to put them to sleep. I'm not sure. So there are a lot of effects that caffeine has.
Right.
And, it could just make the other ingredients work better as well.
Right. Okay, and so the Curamin Extra Strength, the extra strength with caffeine, and then so many people come to me that don't have a good night's sleep because the pain wakes them up. They might fall asleep, but then if they turn and move in their sleep, their pain awakens them. So Curamin has a formula, nighttime pain reliever. So an array of choices from Terry Naturally Curamin, but the best thing at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is the price. That music sounds the alarm that we need to go to a break. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janice Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Dr. Herb Slavin. And we've covered the Terry Naturally products with regard to pain, but he has some very interesting products for issues that are very wide in our population. So many, our aging population has a hair loss issue. Our aging population has a blood sugar imbalance issue. And then so many men and women, because of hormone changes as we age, have a potential bladder issue. So, Dr. Slavin, is there any category of those three categories that you tend to see a lot of patients who are needing some assistance?
Well, clearly, you know, they're all common issues with people. But I think the most important one of the three is really the blood sugar balance. You know.
Wouldn't you say the hair loss and the bladder issues, when you take care of the blood sugar, might resolve to a certain extent?
Well, maybe a little bit, but the blood sugar should really get everybody's attention, and anything you can do to improve upon it is good. First thing you should do is change your diet.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And it was interesting because yesterday afternoon at your office, one of your patients that I saw to review their nutrition supplement support list, they did very well most of the time. And then for some reason, just an overwhelming push and eating things that set them back, eating things, highly processed carb products, highly sweetened products. And so the more you balance your blood sugar, yes, you need to have the right mix of nourishing foods, but supporting blood sugar stability supplementally, I think, helps to keep people on the straight and narrow. What do you think?
Well, the foods you just mentioned are very addictive.
Right. Heartbreakingly
so
addictive.
When you start eating carbs, it's hard to stop. Try and eat just one cookie, for example. Or just one scoop of ice cream. You know, people won't eat. And then, and the interesting thing, too, is there's also a memory associated with carbohydrates.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, you can start craving, you know, carbohydrate, pizza, ice cream. You know, you didn't start eating it yet, but you start craving it. So very addictive, and really behind not just the blood sugar problem, but the inflammation problem that people experience too. So you really have to consider what you're eating and try and make healthy choices.
Okay, now I know that in your practice, the Institute of Advanced Medicine, and where people can go and have their blood tested, Advanced Medical Testing Center, you do some testing for a variety of metabolic issues. So not only do you test glucose, but for years you've been testing glycohemoglobin, A1C, but your recommendation also includes testing insulin. It's really interesting because, once again, I saw a patient with a very acceptable A1C level, very acceptable glucose, and the insulin was off the charts. So, so important to test those aspects.
Well, that's very important because the definition of diabetes is an elevated blood sugar. The definition of pre-diabetes is an elevated insulin level.
Interesting.
So, and if you're not testing insulin, you're not going to pick up those people. And the reason it's not routinely tested or done by mainstream medicine is they don't have a drug for that problem.
They don't have a drug to reduce insulin.
Pretty much no. I mean,
okay.
The way to reduce insulin, cut back on the carbs.
And what are you right? Cut back on the carbs and increase exercise. And it doesn't necessarily have to be intense exercise, but just repetitive. Mm-hmm. That you are for sure going to do that exercise on a daily basis. Exercise makes your cells more insulin sensitive.
Not just
the
that.
Insulin works better.
The insulin, well, maybe the insulin works better, but they say exercise lowers blood sugar even without the benefit of insulin.
Okay.
So exercise is very important.
Okay, so Terry naturally has something here that is an introduction for me. I don't know about this.
Understand how that name came about. How'd they get the name Terry Naturally?
Okay, the gentleman who owns this company, his name is Terry Lemerand, and he was recently here in South Florida doing a lecture and introducing South Floridians to his products, products that they can buy here at Save-A-Lot at prices unheard of. And he, for years, has been interacting with German pharmaceutical and supplement manufacturers. So he has kind of an insight and a pathway for substances that we might not be so familiar with, and he, with his years, I'm going to say 35 years at least, possibly longer, in the supplement manufacturing business. He was initially the person behind enzymatic therapy, not to be confused with Enzymedica, enzymatic therapy, and now his company is Terry Naturally, Terry Lemerand. So this Sucontrol D has, it is for blood sugar balance and for A1C. There's not very many different supplements that very specifically say they will help to balance your A1C level. So you look at the list of ingredients and there's nothing dramatically unusual about the base ingredients. I'm thinking of C, Bs, biotin, zinc, chromium, and the important substance here could be the polyphenols from Hintonia latiflora. It's a bark extract, and the recommendation on this product is taking one capsule twice a day. You can go to one capsule three times a day, and one of the things that I tell people all the time is you want to make sure that you're testing your blood sugar. If you're on a medication, you want to introduce a product like this slowly and be working with your physician about possibly cutting back on the medications you're taking, but you have to be doing it with a knowledge of what your blood sugar is. I had someone speaking to me, and they specifically refused to take their blood sugar fasting. They would only take it about 2 hours after having had their breakfast. Want to explain why the fasting blood sugar is important?
Well, I mean, doing it 2 hours after breakfast is information as well.
Right.
But when we do what's called a two-hour glucose tolerance test, you get your fasting blood sugar, and then you repeat the test 2 hours later because a normal response is to be back to baseline in 2 hours. Now, if you can make that test even better if you do a 2-hour glucose insulin tolerance test.
There you go.
So in that way, you know, you can have a normal fasting blood sugar and insulin level. 2 hours later, your blood sugar could be back to normal, but your insulin level could be lagging behind, and that's the earliest sign of insulin resistance. And that's all reversible if you know about it.
There was an elderly gentleman years ago whose perspective was that it was amino acids that were so important for us, and that your goal was after having a meal to have your blood sugar go no higher than 140. And that using certain specific amino acids and phenylalanine, carnitine, those particularly come to mind. And had worked with those for a number of different people. So this is a new product for me, but if there are individuals out there who have struggled with keeping their blood sugar balanced and their A1C is high and they are dealing with an issue with carbohydrates, maybe that carbohydrate addiction is an aspect of the trouble that they're dealing with. Here's Terry Naturals Sucontrol D and fabulous prices. Now, one of the things that I find with people who have blood sugar issues is very often they have urinary tract issues.
Well, what they have in common is they're getting older.
Aren't we all? Aren't we grateful that we're getting older?
You know, the hair issues, the bladder issues, the blood sugar issues are what happens almost universally to people as they get older.
Right. And see, that's what I say, that the pharmaceutical companies identified that years and years ago, let's say 50 years ago, your blood pressure is going to be higher, your cholesterol is going to be higher, and your blood sugar. And so three of the very lucrative categories of pharmaceutical drugs.
But I think we're seeing these problems that were usually relegated to people as they get older, creeping into younger and younger age groups.
Okay, well, we've changed the name of the diabetic category. It used to be adult onset diabetes. Now it's just called type 2 diabetes because it's found in teenagers because of the poor quality diet. Okay, so here's Terry Naturally, and this is for men and women, and is very interesting because it's a very basic herbal extract. Saga Pro Bladder Health. Okay, so bladder strength, that muscle component that allows you not to necessarily to feel a sense of urgency, that muscle strength that allows your bladder to function normally. So the recommendation with Terry Naturally's Saga Pro for bladder health is just one tablet a day. And I have to tell you, I have a client that I've known for more than 20 years, and with aging, she has seen an issue come about with regard to urgency and incontinence, and we have tried many, many, many different products, and this Terry Naturally Saga Pro, just one tablet a day, is the one that seems to have address the issue for her. Very great success. And it's only one ingredient, a particular form of Angelica. Angelica is associated with hormone balance, very effective. And here's just one pill a day, 100 milligrams of the Angelica extract. Very successful for bladder health issues. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
And welcome back. This is the last wind-up segment of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And Dr. Slavin, I think that probably a lot of our listeners might be wondering how they can find you and what is different about your practice, the Institute of Advanced Medicine.
We sort of veer away from the mainstream medicine approach, which is to treat symptoms with drugs, and we try to address the underlying cause, which mainstream medicine never looks for. So we do the testing that looks for the underlying cause and educate the healthcare consumer what they need to do to correct that. And then if they need something, we have natural approaches that help. And that's all the best way to get the numbers. You can go to our website, drslavin.com.
Okay, drslavin, SLAVIN.com.
And we have a number there if you want to call to see if we accept your insurance. We have a number for the office to make an appointment. And we also describe on the website all the different things we do that you won't find available in most places. The different IVs that we do, the thermography that we do, the energy medicine that we incorporate, the OndaMed device. Heart rate variability.
That's one of my all-time favorite tests, and it's my favorite because, okay, the name of the test is heart rate variability, so people are assuming that they're going to get a picture of how well their heart is working, but they get so much more information than just how their heart is working. The state of their nervous system, sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, arterial elasticity, the ability to handle stress, the overall state of heart and circulation.
And we also routinely measure body composition.
Excellent.
Extremely important. Weight is not enough. You don't really get an understanding of what's going on with the patient. But when you do body composition, you know how much is water weight, how much is muscle, how much is fat. And that's important information. I have patients, for example, that will come in and you look at their weight and it went up, but then you look at their body composition and their muscle went up
muscle
and their fat
density.
Went down. So that's much better. On the other hand, you can have other people, the weight stays the same or even goes down, but you see they lost muscle and put on fat. So the body composition gives you a lot of information.
Okay, what about, having spoken about bladder health, what about water weight? Too high a level of water content in the body?
Yeah, it picks that up very effectively. You can see increased water weight clearly in people with congestive heart failure, and it helps you monitor their treatment. But if you see increased water in someone who you think is basically healthy, It's a sign of inflammation. The body is retaining fluid to dilute the inflammation.
A wonderful thing, our bodies, yes. Okay, just in the few minutes that we have left, do you see a lot of people with aging and with hormone changes who are losing their hair and are very concerned about the cosmetic aspect of it?
It happens occasionally.
Occasionally, okay. And so what are some of the tests that you might do to see where that hair loss might be coming from?
Well, a lot of times it could be associated with a thyroid problem, and sometimes there are other hormonal imbalances that might be associated with it as well, and stress, because stress will affect everything, so stress plays a role. And you know, that's the one area that's really underappreciated in mainstream medicine, because they don't have a test for it. And I'm sure that the drugs they hand out are really helpful. They're symptomatically helpful. You know, if you're giving a tranquilizer or an anxiolytic, someone to, you know, calm you down. But you really want to address stress. And Janet's pointing to, you know, CBD. I think a much safer and a more effective alternative to some of those drugs prescribed for stress.
Okay, the brain changes associated with stress, contributing to anxiety, contributing to insomnia, just irritability, and across the board, the right dosing of CBD will address that.
And I always remind my patients what a 95-year-old patient told me when I asked him, "What's your secret to your longevity?" And he said, "I don't worry about anything."
Okay. And don't we just love that? And it isn't as hard to do as people might think. I tell them all the time that you are in charge of your brain. You are in charge of your thought process. Now, there's no question that some of the clients that I work with are just of a certain personality characteristic that it's so hard to let go. But step by step, there are a variety of different approaches.
Here's what you have to, you know, really show how stress can undermine your health in so many different ways. Just ask Debbie Reynolds. And the key that I look at is, you know, you can worry about things that you have control over. But what sense does it make to worry about things you have no control over, because it doesn't do any good? So that's when you have to start really analyzing, you know. But so often people are stressed out, but they don't really know what's stressing them out.
Well, it's our lifestyle. It's the pace. It's the traffic. It's the news.
Now, you may have heard about doctors burning out more. And there was a doctor on TV talking about this. He said part of it is all the added regulations that were given to doctors since Obamacare, because Obamacare wasn't just about insurance. It was about...
And all this time, I thought we were just going to get through it without our politics.
But no, it required a lot more paperwork and a lot of things, you know, for
people might electronic not
medical records.
That.
So what's happening is taking doctors longer to complete their records, so it's you know, put a lot of strain on doctors.
Okay, so am I correct in saying that all of your records must be maintained electronically?
That's what
a paperless office is essentially the goal.
They're trying to do that, but the goal is not a paperless office. The goal is to having all that information available to the government, so they can just, you know, go in and see what's going on.
And unfortunately, being aware of the current news cycle, we know how safe certain government internet systems are, certain computer hacking. And that's something I don't necessarily want my records being accessible by I don't know who.
But does the government know better than your physician? Why does the government have to have it?
Except
to feed that information to the drug companies so they can make better advertisement to convince you to take different drugs.
And already the pharmaceutical companies are getting the kind of information they need with regard to their marketing from the drugstores. So the drugstore knows the age, the gender, the array of different pharmaceuticals that an individual is taking. And that is accessible by the pharmaceutical companies. So Privacy, and we do not, we're moving toward less and less privacy.
See, my approach would be to put the patient in charge. They come in with a thumb drive, and we can download the information, and the patient has control over it. Why do we have to make it available to whoever hacks into a system?
Thank you very much. Okay, I just want to tell people about Terry Naturally Hair Renew. It is an unusual formula, not their typical formula. Yes, indeed, it has all of the B vitamins that we know are important. It has zinc, but it also has cysteine, methionine. Those are two high sulfur-containing amino acids, very important with regard to hair growth. And then the interesting addition is an extract of millet. Who knew? It is something called millicin, 4 milligrams of the millet seed extract, millicin, 400 milligrams of millet, and then it's 4 milligrams of the active component millicin with horsetail, and just 2 capsules, and you do 2 capsules for a month, then you reduce to 1, and it shows the difference it makes to have a stronger hair follicle, stronger individual hair shaft, and so important with regard to the cosmetic perspectives. Dr. Slavin, we have 1 minute left. drslavin.com.
Yes.
Okay. Your office is open Monday through Thursday.
Correct.
Okay. And when people find out if you take their insurance, they can call on Monday, 954-748-4991. 954-748-4991 and be able to make an appointment with you have physician's assistants and an array of highly trained assistants around your office. So that music means we're out of time. And we will be back next Friday from 10 to 11. You've been tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Come on in to Save a Lot. I will be here today from 2 to 6. Tomorrow, 12:30 to 5:30. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.